sitting with a sick person here in the hospital, you can go there and reflect and just get away. And that bench was purchased by the auxiliary.
Wonderful.
Right. And then as you come on in, and the beautiful lobby we have here at St. Mm-hmm. Mary's and the state-of-the-art emergency room, we pledged $150,000 toward both of those projects. So
that's significant.
It really, really is. And we're so proud, you know, when we see those things. Most recently, we've purchased a bariatric wheelchair, which is just simply an oversized wheelchair.
Sure.
We keep that in the emergency room. We've purchased new Bibles for each of the patient rooms. And we do this through fundraising. So,
and that's pertinent because there's a upcoming fundraiser next week.
There is, and it's so exciting. This is the one that's just really a lot of fun. We were going to do one fundraiser and ran into a snag, and so Chocolate Extravaganza was born in like 2 weeks. We're like, you know, we could do a chocolate bake sale, and so it has evolved way beyond just a bake sale. It's held every year close to Valentine's Day, right outside the cafeteria. And we usually have a getaway package that we raffle off. A local hotel here in Decatur will sponsor a room, an overnight stay, and we have dinner, and there's wine and chocolates in a basket, so we raffle that off. This year, the Decatur Conference Center is partnering with us. So
wonderful.
That,
and they've just redone lots of their rooms. They're amazing if you haven't been out there. That is a real treat. It's a getaway. It is.
Right. And
it
you've got the pool there.
Yeah.
Everything. You don't even have to leave, you know, to have a really good time. So
it's a weekend stay at the Decatur Conference Center?
It's an overnight stay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Overnight stay, overnight. Dinner, and plus the other goodies that we put in the basket.
Oh, dinner too. That's nice. Well, just like, you know, we've been talking today kind of with the Valentine's theme and all of that, you know, we need to take time out for ourselves, you know, with our spouses. And so
what a nice opportunity to do that and to give back at the same time.
It is.
So you just come and if you purchase a raffle ticket, you're in the drawing for that, right?
That's correct.
And how much are the tickets?
They're $5 each.
Oh, that's all.
So just $5 each.
Yeah.
And, or you get three for 10.
Wow.
So we're selling them in the gift shop right now. We're selling them outside various days outside the cafeteria. And certainly we'll be selling the day of our chocolate extravaganza, which is next Wednesday, the 14th, right on Valentine's Day. We'll have balloons.
Is it Wednesday or Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday, Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes, yes. Tuesday, the 14th on Valentine's Day. And I'm sorry, but anything with the word chocolate in it, I'm there. I'm in.
Right. And we start at 7 a.m. bringing things out. We've packaged them all the day before. And at 7 a.m., we're trying to get set up, and we have people hovering.
Oh, I'm
sure. They want chocolate at 7 a.m.
They are eyeing certain goodies, I'm sure.
So what types of goodies are out there?
Oh, gosh. We have cookies and brownies and fudge, chocolate-dipped strawberries, balloons. We purchased some balloons, and those go really quick.
Yeah.
You know, when you go home from work, you just want to go home.
Yeah.
And if you can grab something for your loved one on Valentine's Day on your way, right?
Well, we'll have to tell our counterparts, Dave and Mark, that, you know, I'm sure they will put it off until that morning that they can just come get their Valentine's at the Chocolate Extravaganza.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We have a lot of the guys here at St. Mary's that they really like that. In fact, you know, all of the employees, the colleagues here, really, really, they're talking about it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So how many years have you done this?
I've been with the auxiliary, I'd say about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. And the Chocolate Extravaganza has been going on.
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yeah, this is our fourth
year.
And
so do you have any big goals for this year that you haven't done before? Or is it
for
always?
For the proceeds?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you the most recent, and this is so exciting. It really is. I love talking about this. We purchased, and I don't know if you grew up in a hospital like me, but I did. I grew up.
My dad worked here.
Oh, he did?
That's right.
35
your dad's
years.
A doctor.
Well, I retired from DMH after 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I grew up with these little mannequins, and they were primarily for CPR, you know, a CPR practice.
Right.
We purchased some mannequins for our education department here that are awesome, beyond awesome. You can get a pulse. You can start an IV. You can draw blood.
On a mannequin?
Yes, on these mannequins. They can cause them to go into cardiac arrest. So this is a great teaching tool.
How state-of-the-art. Yeah. These are things just the average person doesn't think about.
You don't.
At all. That is such a training tool that
it
really
is.
Is
well,
valuable.
And because medicine is ever-changing.
It is. Here we are, and here's technology. And if you're not keeping up, you're back here, and here's technology.
Right, right.
So, yeah, we were just beyond awesome. And so when we had our little Christmas tea, then we had the education nurses come down with the mannequins and give some demonstrations so that our members could see that every time they buy a raffle ticket, every time they attend one of our events, this is where your money goes. This is what you've done. Mm. So it makes them proud.
So if someone wants to get involved in the auxiliary, what types of things can they be involved in and how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. We have, of course, the different fundraisers, and nobody works alone. We're not, you know, we're a group, and
it's not the 80-20 rule where 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
Right. You know, you can help sell raffle tickets. We have quilters that meet once a week, and they create a quilt that we raffle off at Christmas time.
Oh.
We have crafters if you like to paint, if you like to refurbish, if, you know, just camaraderie. You like to help organize things. You like to bake. There's a lot of opportunities here. Just give us a call. And actually, you can start with Paula Owens. She's our volunteer coordinator.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh, here at St. Mary's.
That's okay. We'll find her. We'll find Paula's information.
Yeah.
Are you looking for, is it just men? I mean, just women, or can men volunteer as well?
Oh, no, we've got men, yes. We've got men. We welcome
That's
men,
That's a good
yes.
question.
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. Sure.
Maybe even something you could do as a couple, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, know. We do have some couples here. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Because we're speaking of couples and doing things, we don't want to single out our significant other.
That's right. And, you know, you just feel really good about the things you do, especially when you can see something in front of you that's like, wow, I was a part of that.
Absolutely. Is this your biggest fundraiser, would you say? Or because it sounds like with 240 volunteers, you guys are busy with the quilt raffles and just little things you've touched on. Mm-hmm. So what all our do biggest, you do in the year?
Yeah, our biggest one actually is at Christmas time.
Mm. Okay.
Our crafters, that's when they put out all of their things that they have made.
Oh, I can just imagine.
When the beautiful quilt that the quilters have made. We have vendors come in. And so that's a big one. Chocolate is a big one because it's so popular and fun.
Sure.
And then in the summertime, we have what's called Grocery Grab. I don't know if you've ever heard of that
no.
or seen it. Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun, too. We partner with County Market, and they let us come in and sell raffle tickets, and we raffle off a 3-minute shopping spree.
That would be so fun.
It is so
I would be really good at that because I plot out my groceries by the aisle. And my husband is to the point where if I give him a list, he's like, is it organized by aisle? I'm like, well, of course it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you don't want to go zigzag back and forth across the store. I would be there. I might have to look into that.
I think I've seen that on the news before.
Yes.
And I know a lot
yes.
of people run to the meat aisle, you know, places.
For sure.
Right. And one of our members, maybe more, but one of our members put in, instead of their own name, they put in the Good Samaritan Inn.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, no, that's not quite right. I'm sorry. One of our members won, and she didn't need it for herself, so she donated the spree to the Good Samaritan Inn.
Oh, how lovely.
So it was. And so they had a volunteer in her. She was 16. So she was fast.
Oh.
And she had cased out the store, and man, was she fast.
Wonderful.
And I'm telling you, they got the most groceries that any group has ever gotten.
So. Oh, my goodness. Well, Susan, it has been such a pleasure having you here today and letting us learn more about the auxiliary and what you do. And I will end with Paula Owens' phone number. Her number, if anybody is interested in being a part of the auxiliary or learning more about the chocolate extravaganza, call 464-5540 at St. Mary's. And Susan, again, thanks for being here. And thanks for donating your time and treasure and talent to the auxiliary.
All right. Thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Cradle and the Convert Ladies Edition. And it is a beautiful day here in the studio.
I love that Dave chooses you two for our bump music. That's great.
Me too. I'm going to go see them in concert. But anyway, it's a beautiful day here. You know, there's so much great things going on this week. It's Relevant Radio's Give from the Heart Pledge Drive. I just wanted to put that number out there again. It's 877-291-0123. You can also give online. And if you've got the app on your smartphone like I do, it's just with the push of a button, you can donate. We get a significant portion of those donations to WDCR.
Yeah, so the local dollars stay local. So
that's right. Wanted to get that plug out there. I wanted to...
It's time for the gospel, I think.
That's right. Read the gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. There's a lot more to that gospel. So they might hear more at church this weekend if they leave in all the bracketed parts. But we wanted to make sure to just get the crux of it to us, to our listeners today. That's a hard one.
Well, it is. And, you know, there's so much in this gospel. You know, it's things that I think just follow the Ten Commandments that, you know, but have you ever really thought just about... I mean, think about commercials and TV and social media and like lust that we have for things. I mean, that really is a sin.
It is.
You know, I think.
Well, and the anger part. I don't know about you right now, but I'm struggling with this country and the anger that's going on. No matter what side of the fence you're on, there's so much anger out there. And you and I were actually even talking about this the other night. We were talking about, we just need to get off Facebook. It's driving me crazy. And I said to my husband, okay, but here's what's whispering in my ear. If I get off Facebook and I stop, because I've committed to only putting faith, love, and hope out there message. And I'm not being confrontational. I don't say this is what I believe and you should believe. I just put happy, faith, love things out there. And if I delete Facebook, is that the devil? Is that the devil saying, you know, let's see how many people we can get to stop putting good things out there so that we are inundated with hate?
Right.
And there's so much hate. So that one I'm struggling with personally right now. It's a good reflection for me.
Absolutely. Just, you know, every time I log on to Facebook, there's someone updating their status, you know, about the education secretary or, you know, this campaign. It's just, yes, I think we just need to be out there,
right,
you know, preaching
love, the gospel
and, love, you know, living.
Yeah. So I just to touch before we move on to our next topic, as I had the wonderful opportunity to substitute at Holy Family the other day, and I got to sub as a junior high religion teacher. And junior high religion is hard, I will tell you. But this is exactly what they were talking about. It was the Ten Commandments. And their teacher had left for them, and I executed that they needed to write the Ten Commandments in their own words. And what does that mean today? Because these are, you know, are these put before us just to have rules and make us feel bad and do all these things? No, it's to give us the path to walk so that we can be happy. I mean, and that's a hard thing to remember. So I can't wait to hear what all of our pastors have to say about the gospel this weekend. And thank you, Sharon, for reading it so beautifully.
My pleasure.
For 2,000 years, we've helped the poor and comforted the sick. We've educated generations of children, developed the scientific method and college system. We support marriage and human life. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the fullness of Christian faith in the church started by Jesus. If you've been away, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Welcome home.
The Baltimore Catechism in 30 seconds. Imprimatur 1885.
24. Is the Father God? The Father is God and the first person of the Blessed Trinity. 25. Is the Son God? The Son is God and the second person of the Blessed Trinity. 26. Is the Holy Ghost God? The Holy Ghost is God and the third person of the Blessed Trinity.
From CatholicBroadcasting.com.
Talk radio for the Catholic life.
'Cradle in the Convert Ladies Edition. It's really hard for me not to sing during
that. I'm just ready to go, woo!
Yeah, we're singing. And thank you for staying with us today on our first Ladies Edition of the Cradle in the Convert. I'm Catherine Smith, and I'm with
Sharon Chalosky, the convert.
And just a reminder that it is the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive time, and we want people to call in for their Give from the Heart campaign, 877-291-0123. And as we round out, we are going to talk about what's going on around the community today.
Well, this is coming right up. It's this Saturday, February 11th, the St. Teresa High School Mini Cheer Camp.
How cute.
I know, right? It is open to all girls and boys pre-K through fifth grade. And it's a mini cheer camp hosted by the St. Teresa High School cheerleaders. All campers get to learn a cheer, a dance, stunts, and all of the cheerleading basics. And it's this Saturday from 9 to 12. The performance will be at halftime of the boys' varsity basketball game. The game starts at 6.
And if they want to do it, they need to go to the office, right, at St. T?
Right. They can call Hannah at 217-419-4054. It's $25 per camper. And awesome. Then also St. Patrick Church, well, Saints James and Patrick, I should say, is having a Bible study coming up Monday, February 13th. At the Parish House basement at St. James. It's going to be for 8 weeks, begins Monday, February 13th. There's a session at 10 a.m. or at 6:30 p.m. There's just a slight cost to help cover the materials of $20, but there are, you can call the office at 429-5363 or 428-7733 for more information. Let's see, St. Patrick School is having their Nelson's Chicken Dinner fundraiser Thursday, February 16th from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's at St. Patrick Church. There's also delivery service if there's a business that wants to place a bulk order. The dinners are $10 each. You can contact the school for tickets.
Wonderful. I've got a few things to mention as well. The Springfield Diocesan Council of Catholic Women is still, again, offering $400 or $500 diocesan leadership scholarships for outstanding female high school seniors. So if anybody has anyone who wants to apply for that, you email Mrs. Judy Holmes at Judy, J-U-D-Y, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 1946 at yahoo.com, or you can call Judy at 618-639-4962. And just a reminder that, as usual, Sunday is going to be the KSC breakfast downtown. They serve from 8 a.m. to 11 30, so it's always important to go support them. That's always a great breakfast. You know what I heard? I heard last week's wing night at the KFC hall, they set a record for the number of wings that they served. They've never served more than that. So if you are interested in wing night on Thursday night, I say go. Best wings in town. And I want to make sure to remind all anyone who is widowed that there is a widowed support group. And Sister Chaminade Kelly does that. And the next one that's coming up is February 23rd. It'll be at Cracker Barrel at 11:30 a.m. And they get together and they meet for lunch on the third Thursday of the month. So it's an important ministry for people who are widowed. Do we have anything else we want to mention that's coming up?
I think that's all I have on my end over here that I can think of.
I know Holy Family has a Bible study as well, but I don't have that information right in front of me. But if you call the rectory, I know Sister Janet would be willing to give that information as well. And just want to send out a kudos to the WISE team at St. Teresa. They won their fifth consecutive regional championship at Richland. Wow, smart kids.
Yes.
They've got brains. And that's really, really, really hard. It's sponsored by the U of I School of Engineering, and they brought home the regional championship for the fifth year in a row, and they are going to advance to sectionals March 9th at Eastern Illinois University. So be praying for them.
Absolutely. That's great.
Sharon, I don't know about you, but this has been so much fun.
I have enjoyed this so much. It's been just great.
And time flies while we're having fun.
Show ever. Yes, I look forward to, you know, getting feedback from everyone and just, you know, getting some new listeners.
Yeah.
And there's so much to talk about. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to stop.
Well, thank you all for listening today. And before we go, I think you have a prayer that we can, appropriate for St. Valentine's Day.
Well, it's a Valentine prayer, and, you know, we are mothers. Mm-hmm. So I will start by saying, Father, Son, Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Lord, I submit myself to you. I realize that parenting a child in the way you would have me is beyond my human abilities. I know I need you to help me. I want to partner with you and partake of your gifts of wisdom, discernment, revelation, and guidance. I also need your strength and patience, along with a generous portion of your love flowing through me. Teach me how to love the way you love, where I need to be healed, delivered, changed, matured, or made whole. I invite you to do that in me. Help me to walk in righteousness and integrity before you. Teach me your ways. Enable me to obey your commandments and do only what is pleasing in your sight. May the beauty of your spirit be so evident in me that I will be a godly role model. Give me the communication, teaching, and nurturing skills that I must have. Make me the parent you want me to be, and teach me how to pray and truly intercede for the life of our children. Lord, you said in your word, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. In Jesus' name, I ask that you increase my faith to believe for all things you've put on my heart to pray for concerning our children.
Amen. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to the Cradle and the Convert Ladies Edition. We thank you for listening, and please don't forget to give from the heart for Relevant Radio. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing, fears the way we die.